prueba la de ser. No vas a ver que change your world. Nothing can make you to life. You're the goal of Abraham. You're the goal. Of Israel, you are the God of covenant. Lift your hands, lift your voices in quietness and whisper that name, Jesus. Get ready for divine visitation encounters again. And again. And again. And again. Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive His visitation. Receive His touch. Receive encounters, diverse deliverances, diverse deliverances, diverse deliverances, diverse liberation. In the name that is above every name, today is that day you've been waiting for. The day of your freedom, the day of your liberty, the day of your deliverance, the day of His visitation, the day of His touch in your life. Receive it now. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. With your hands and give Him the praise. Something just happened. Something just dropped. Chains just got broken. Freedom just arrived. Testimonies are just flowing. It's a new day and a new season for you. So shall it be. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Welcome you in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome to the 14th day of the fast as we gradually arrive at the conclusion. Welcome online members and online viewers. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 all the way to verse 3. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what He will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write a vision, make it plain upon tables,
that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Subject this morning is accessing vision. Accessing vision. Our objective is understanding what it takes to arrive at vision. We already saw the way of vision, the vision process. But what does it take to arrive at vision? There are many people today who want to live the life of vision or live by vision. They want to live on purpose. But they sincerely do not know how to arrive at vision. What do I spend my life pursuing? How do I know what to place in front of me? How do I avoid the tragedy of random living? The tragedy of chance existence? How do I know where to direct my time, direct my energy, direct my resources, and not waste them? I am going to give us 5 channels of accessing vision. The channel number 1 is direction from the Lord. Direction from the Lord. I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see what he will say to me. Direction from the Lord may arrive in the form of a dream, as it was with Joseph when he dreamt a dream in Genesis chapter 37 from verse 5 all the way to verse 9. The dream that was showing him his future. The dream that was showing him what he was going to do with his life. It may also arrive in the form of a voice. Like the voice of God that spoke to Saul of Tarsus in Acts chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. Where Saul journeyed and came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice. That voice was giving him direction of what he was to do with his life, direction for his vision. It might come in form of that kind of a dream. It might come in form of that kind of a voice. Voice of the Spirit. Voice that is audible. Or any way the Lord chooses to speak to a person. Direction can come through any avenue that the Lord chooses to speak to a person. My call into the ministry came by direction from the Lord. I came to the point in my life where I knew that my life must go in a certain direction. I didn't know which direction. Go towards further medical trainings and practice. Practice, ministry. What am I to do? And I went before the Lord. And he spoke to me and began to say that what he called me for, what he's been telling me about years ago, like 10 years or more, the time for that thing has come. And so on and so forth. That is why we are here this morning. I want to say that of all the channels in which a person may access vision or access their purpose for life, direction from the Lord is the most critical part for ministry. That is, if it is the call unto preaching or unto pastoring, God must give direction. It must be spoken. It must be seen. It's not something to be assumed. It's not something to be inferred. We'll look at the place of potentials later. But that is not valid here. Nobody can say, I know how to talk, so I'm a pastor or a preacher. No. It has to come from direction from the Lord. That is number one. Number two of those channels is revelation from the Word. Revelation from the Word. Where you are studying the Word of God, and you began to see something from the Word. I like to say that the scripture itself makes it clear that beyond reading the word and hearing the word, we can see the word. Beyond reading the word, beyond hearing the word, you can see the word or see something from the word. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, that was what he said. I will stand upon my watch, and I will watch to see. Not just to hear. I will watch to see what he will say. So when God is speaking, he expects us to see. In Jeremiah chapter 2 and in verse 31, Jeremiah chapter 2 and in verse 31, he said, O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Not just hear the word, see the word. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 and in verse 21, the Bible said, the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed or showed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. So when God speaks, he expects us to see something. In this case, out of the word of God, a vision can be birthed. You knew something to do. Something became a picture to you from the scripture. Something became clear to you. A purpose became clear. In a Rwandan church in those days, I looked at the scripture of Mark chapter 2 verse 1, and I saw that Jesus was in the house, and it was noised abroad that he was in the house. And many were gathered together. There was no room to receive them. Not so much as about the door. And he preached to them. From that scripture, I caught a vision. I just saw a vision. That Jesus is in the house, there will not be room to carry the people. He said, where two or three are gathered, I am there. And he's there. And if he's there, then there's no room. So before the sanctuary was ever filled to any extent, we put chairs outside for the people that will be outside that have not come at all. That is why I'm aware that we'll run overflow services here multiple times shortly. That's happened before, over and over again. Am I communicating? People, we are not anywhere. We put chairs outside. For a long time, chairs were outside empty. The sanctuary was not yet filled. Suddenly, the vision became reality. They began to come, and the sanctuary got filled, and then the overflow got filled. And then the premises got filled. And then outside the fence got filled. And then when we got too filled, and we realized we were too, that place became too small for us, we moved here. And very soon this place will also become too small for us. Every time it was a vigil time, I was under pressure. Because crowd was everywhere. Crowd was on the road. And the prayer, apart from praying for the people to be free, was that the rain should not fall on the people. And the night vigil was every month, so during rainy season. I don't know how God helped us. During rainy season, it was there. But there was the vision.
You see, that is how the scripture can give you the picture of your future that you can capture in order to feature. You saw it. You were the one arranging the chairs outside. You saw it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is how the scripture can give you the picture that you will use to venture in order to capture the future that you will feature in. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. Lift your right hand and say, oh Lord, open my eyes to behold wonders out of your word. Help me to see something. Help me to see something. And it can be something about your life, your assignment, your future, your job. It can be something about even your health. Please take your seat. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. He said, himself took my infirmity. He saw that from scripture. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took. He said that T-O-O-K. He saw it physically. Come here, help me with this man. He saw himself as if he was carrying something on his body and himself took. He said, as if he saw it physically, he took. Hold. He said, if he has taken, then it cannot be there. He took it. No devil has untaken it from him. He said that word took, he saw it. Took. So on the basis of the fact that he took, it has been taken. Permit me the way I like to speak. It has been taken. That is past tense of the past. He said, I don't have it. I can't have it. On the basis of that, he's not planning to be sick. He can't be sick because when he took, he saw it. Many of us read it, but we never saw it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You read it. The challenge is you didn't see it. You heard it. The matter is that you didn't see it. But today, in the name of Jesus, somebody shall see something. If you are that one who will see something, say louder, amen. If you are the one who will see something, shout the Lord must say amen. What do I do with my life? What is my vision? How do I get it? Number one, direction from the Lord. Number two, revelation from the word. Number three, passion and compassion of the heart. Passion and compassion of the heart. Please understand that there is a connection between your heart's burden and your life's bearing. Between the burden that is in your heart and the bearing of your life. Your heart's burden and your life's bearing. It is possible to discover your bearing by discovering your burden. There is a connection between your passion and your purpose or vision. The passion of your heart
is connected to the purpose or vision of your life. Nehemiah chapter 1 and in verse 1. When Nehemiah, in the days of the captivity, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month Kislew, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men in Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left in the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. This man was in the palace. Let's go. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. I mourned certain days. I fasted. I prayed. This man was already the king's cupbearer. Very, very private staff of the king of Persia. But he had a burden for the land of his fathers. That burden made the king to release him back to fulfill that burden in the land of his fathers, to become the rebuilder of the wall of Jerusalem. It was in his heart. It was a concern. It was a burden. And that became his life's bearing. Many people are trying to ignore their burden, or ignore the burden, and struggling to find their bearing. It does not work. In Acts chapter 7 and in verse 23. Acts chapter 7 and in verse 23. Concerning Moses, the Bible said, and when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. It came into his heart to visit his brethren. Moses was going to be the deliverer of Israel. God was putting it in his heart. He was placing it in his heart. He was placing it in his heart. And as it was in his heart, God put it in his hand. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Listen to this. There is a connection between what you feel and what you will heal. What God will use you to heal, he will first cause you to feel. There is a connection between feeling and healing. Nehemiah felt the pains of the broken down walls of Jerusalem, and God used him to heal that which he felt. David felt the pains of Israel before Goliath. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he will defy the armies of the living God? His brother Eliab felt nothing. You know, the reason why our passions are different is because our purposes are different. Eliab felt nothing. You naughty boy, what are you talking about? David turned aside for him and said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? Can't you feel what I feel? Should an uncircumcised Philistine, a non-covenant child of the devil, if you will, humiliate the people of my God like this, and I should keep quiet? I should watch God mocked like this, and I keep quiet? If you don't have purpose, I have purpose. If you don't know what to do with your life, I know what to do in my life. If nothing is paining you, something is paining me.
And God used him to take down that Goliath that he felt pain about. Am I communicating? Why are there not many people who are talking about the challenges of Nigeria? Aimlessness, purposelessness regarding the destiny of our nation. As if church can happen if there is no country. As if services can hold if the roads are loaded with terrorists everywhere. When we talk, we are not trying to make a show. We are not trying to prove boldness. It's like a lion is not trying to be bold by roaring. That is his nature. An eagle is not trying to prove a point by flying 10,000, what is that, meters above sea level. That is his realm. We got an eagle some time ago. And the eagle, if you brought normal meat for it, put in the fridge, you are on your own. For 3 days, the eagle was looking at the meat. He wouldn't eat it. When he became so hungry and tried to eat it, he vomited it out. Because that is what he must eat it fresh. Have you ever watched an eagle before? He will fly and perch on the back of a hyena. On the back of an antelope. And start eating it alive. The animal is still moving. He's eating it. Are you following what I'm saying? So they gave me millions. This is not my realm. This is not. Don't give me something that is tale. It's not trying to prove a point. It's nature can't carry it. That is how burden and passion is. What is driving you determines what you can drive. What moves you determines what you can move. What touches you determines what you can touch. And so you look at that. Joseph was feeling bad. Please take your seat. Joseph was feeling bad about the state of the prisoners. Himself was a prisoner. Why is your countenance sad like this? Other prisoners saw the same butler and the same baker and they didn't care. If you like, guy, are we not all in prison? Why are you squeezing your face like you want to cut the face? Anything you want, be with your life. This is prison. Not Joseph. Are you okay? Why are you looking like this? Because he has the mantle of a deliverer. He hated oppression with passion. He has an anointing to put smiles on faces and delete the frown from people's faces. So when he saw that, he moved. Then God took him above the whole country and said, Joseph, you have this burden. This is your bearing. I put you in charge of helping people out of sorrow. Somebody say a loud amen. Say a louder amen. God is speaking to you. Shout the loud, must say amen. Some of us, your burden and passion can come from what you have passed through and experienced before. That is, nobody that I know or in my lineage must experience poverty. Poverty is a devil. Poverty almost, that is someone, for example, you came out through the most terrible background of life. My marital harmony and marital dignity came out of the background of the kind of marriage and marriages that I experienced, that I saw while growing up, is not what I want to see. And my children will see what I never saw. And my wife will see what my mother never experienced. So out of that background, I caught the vision of living a harmonious family life. My children have enjoyed their life. They are enjoying their life. Will continue to enjoy their life. One young girl met me the other day with her mother. She said to me, "Say, when I see you and your children, I wish I had a father like that." So the Lord bless you. That was how we grew up. Am I communicating? So there are things that you pass through that will affect what will pass through you. I just said something now. What you passed through, is connected to something that will pass through you. What you pass through may be negative. What is passing through you becomes negative, becomes positive. There is a connection between what you suffered and what you will offer. That is, you made up your mind that what I suffered, my generation cannot suffer. My family cannot suffer. The people I know cannot suffer. And you deploy yourself so your vision can come out of your passion, out of your compassion, even out of the pressures that you had gone through in life. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. It's a new day for you. Can you say a louder amen? It's a new day for you. It is a new day for you. It is a new day for you. God will use you to cause drastic positive changes in your generation. What you have suffered in time past of your life, your generation will never suffer. Your children will never suffer. Your family members will never suffer. Shout the loudest, amen. Number four, access is manifestations of potentials. A manifestation of potentials. We access vision from direction from the Lord. Revelation from the word, compassion of the heart, and manifestation of potentials. Potential is key to purpose and vision. Potential. Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings, he will not stand before men, ordinary men. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. The gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him before greatness. Listen to this. What you are wired to do determines what you will be hired to do by God, by your generation. You have been wired for things. What you are wired to do is what you will be hired to do, both by God and by your generation. What do I mean by wired? Let me use the aircraft example. There is a difference between the helicopter and the what they call the fixed wing aircraft, the jets and all that. Because the helicopter is wired differently. It has a purpose to land anywhere
and to take off from anywhere, but it cannot fly too fast, it cannot fly too high, and it has a limitation by its wiring. You can't take a helicopter and say, I'm traveling to America. No. I'm going to the UK. Oh, except you are ready to sleep on the road for 4 or 5 days. That is his different wiring. Then you have the jet. It's wired differently. Then you have the cargo plane. The cargo has no window. It's not meant to carry people. It's meant to carry load. It's wired differently. You can't see the windows there except the pilot's window. It's wired differently. Then you have the smaller jets. We saw that now. And then you have the big Airbus, Boeing's 777, can carry 300 people, 400 people. Wired differently. Then you have the fighter aircraft. It's wired differently. This one is movement forward, is devastation backward. You can see how wicked it's looking. If he pass, people perish. It's wired differently. If you see the pilots that can fly this, they are very rugged. They can fly it sideways. They can turn it upside down. That is flying with their head on the ground like that. It's just very rugged. One of them testified here the other day. The Air Vice Marshal. I follow. So that is the deal. And as they are, so are we. We have different wirings. Some of us are fighter aircrafts. Hey! Looking for lecturer to beat in the night. Who will not let students rest? Hey! Hey! Look at somebody by yourself and say, what is your wiring? Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. This is very interesting and exciting. So your aptitude, what you can do, determines your altitude. It determines your altitude. It determines how high you can fly. What determines what you can do affects how high you can climb in life. So this is the point. You look into yourself. You look into your potentials. And you can begin to create vision. Joseph led in the house of Potiphar. He managed it well. Went further and managed the prison well. And then he became the manager of the whole nation of Egypt. David had the potential of bringing down lions and bears. And that gave him the vision that Goliath was destroyable. Daniel had the potentials of dreams and dreams interpretation that took him to the palace. So you watch yourself. What are the gifts in me? What are the potentials I have carried? And how do I take my potential to the highest level? It becomes a vision. What God has put in me, what God has given me the capacity and ability to do, how do I move it to the highest level of it? It becomes a vision. Someone say amen. One of my relations, when I was growing up as a child, like, 12 years, 13 years, 14 years. He told me, he said, you have a way with words. He said, the way you play with words. So in time to come, you're either going to address people or speak or teach or lecture or something. That there's a way. It is easy for you to just organize and arrange and just and just go through with words. And he was saying what he sees, he saw. Those close to you, including yourself, can make certain comments about you based on what they see consistently that could have a bearing with what you may do. Am I communicating at all? Let me say this on the final note here. I heard a story about children in America, because most times parents encourage the children to play different games. And so, when the child is young, I heard that they will put various of the balls in front of the child, like crawling child. This is table tennis. This is a badminton racket, or what is it called? And this is lawn tennis. And this is football. And this is baseball. And this is handball. And this is any of the other balls. And then the child will crawl, and go and arrest the basketball, for example. They will change the arrangement. He will still crawl to where the basketball is. They still change the arrangement. He still crawl. It's okay. This boy is a basketballer. All right. So they will guard him in that game. Just direct him. Arrange him. Just point him in that direction. You know, children are arrows, according to scripture. And the purpose of an arrow is to be aimed. You aim them well. That is why it is important to understand and know your children, so you can guide them and aim them at their direction. Am I communicating at all? And then this child grows up, and then the child begins to go for basketball, and before you know it, is a world-renowned basketballer, because that potential was discovered in childhood. What you love to do has a connection with what you will live to do. You love to do it, you are likely going to live to do it. But I'm not talking of negative things. Nobody should say, "I love to eat." This means you will live to eat. No. No. "I love to sleep." Disaster. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, this is the place of potentials. Lift your right hand and say after me, say, "Father, I receive the grace to discover everything you have put inside me. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus to discover everything you have put inside me. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus." Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Finally, how do I arrive at vision? Number 5 is true inspiration from higher vessels. True inspiration from mentors. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Bible said when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. These people were with Jesus to a point where something in their lives changed. A wise man said, "If I have seen any father, it is by standing on the shoulders of those who have gone ahead of me." I think that was Newton. "If I have seen any father, it's because I stood on the shoulders of those who went ahead of me." Judges chapter 7 verse 17. Gideon was telling the people following him, He said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. You play your role well when you have connected with good role models, your role in life. You play your role at your best when you have been able to connect with good role models. You go through scriptures, you see the example of Peter and John. The inspiration they drew from Jesus. You look at Peter, especially in Acts chapter 9, verse 40 to verse 41. How Jesus raised Dorcas, raised the Jairus' daughter, became a pattern for how Peter will raise Dorcas from the dead. He saw it. What of Elijah? 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 8. Elijah stood in front of Jordan, took his mantle, wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that the two went over dry ground. That was what Elijah did. What did Elisha do? 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. He saw what his master did. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. He also. He saw it from his father, and it became his vision. Me too. I will part the Jordan. And he was able to part the Jordan. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen.
T.L. Osborne watched William Branham minister after T.L. Osborne had come back from India as a failed missionary. And he saw the ministration and all manner of miracles were happening. Cross eyes were getting healed. All manner of things. And the voices began to speak. The voice of the Lord. You too can do that. That was what Jesus did. The apostles did the same. Long story made short. Osborne went from there, locked up himself in prayer. And the same order of miracles became his order by watching a role model. Benson Idahosa was on the grounds of Fra Robert's University, also Papua Yedepo, on the grounds there, and looked and said, oh, this can happen anywhere. God did this. Fra Robert's University at Tulsa, Oklahoma. It can happen anywhere. And the rest of it, they say, is history.
When I was growing up as a young man, I had three models for marriage in the life of T.L. Osborne and Daisy Osborne. They were just like that. Ministered together. Charles and Frances Hunter, they are no more alive, both of them, were in healing ministry. How to heal the sick. Their model. And then Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Those are still alive today. I saw these three models before I ever got married. How a man and his wife can be in ministry and serve God together and have beautiful marital relationship. And I looked at it and said, this is the kind of life I'm going to live. And God has given me the grace and us the grace to see such kind of things. I've ministered in places. Dr. Mr. Nenshi has stepped in to minister. The blind saw, the deaf heard, the crippled walk, and so on and so forth. One day, when she was posted to pastor church in Maraba, she said, sir, we have organized crusade. And we want you to be the guest speaker. I said, okay, I'm coming. So I arrived, and they gave me the microphone, and I said, in the name of Jesus, all of you are blessed. The Lord caused his face to shine upon you. I think something like that. It is well with you and all your miracles, God will answer you. In Jesus' name. Bye. Have a wonderful evening. Dr. Miss Anencia will continue the preaching. She said, what? You are leaving me? What do you expect me to do?
Go ahead and preach. Who will preach? You. Who will pray for the sick? You. Open air crusade. Which year was this? 2004 or something. 2005. You are the one that will preach. And I entered the car. She said, when she was watching me enter the car, she said, you mean you are going to go like that? I said, I have already gone. That day, what happened after? All manner, sickle cell anemia, child that was SS, turned to AA, blind, all manner happened. I stepped off. I did like a mother eagle that will push out the eaglet and say to the eaglet, push out your wing and fly. You too have wings. Hallelujah. I would not have dared it. That's Maraba Church right there. They redid the building and all of that and joined their lives in Maraba Church. Maraba is give the Lord the praise. Slight delay, overflow, Maraba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. But you first see it. The reason why so many people in our generation don't achieve much is because they are busy attacking those they should learn from. They are waving now. Some slight delay. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are busy criticizing people that God put in front of them. They are busy. What I'm saying? It's a terrible demon in our generation. Terrible demon. What about this sanctuary? I saw God's servant Bishop Oyedepo started a 50,000 seat auditorium, the Faith Tabernacle. I saw the foundation. I saw the groundbreaking. I saw the building rose. We drove around it. When the roof was being done, we were there. We had services in it when the roof wasn't completed yet. The rain beat us under it in August, I believe, of 1998. So when it was time, when God said something like this was to happen, there was no batting of the eyelid. I have seen it before. If it's possible there, it is possible here. And I saw how that place ran one service, two services, three services. Wow. 50,000 seats can be filled until it has three services. All right? It means that 75,000, 100,000 seats, any seater can be filled. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. I prophesy to you. The good things you are seeing around or anywhere that you desire shall be reproduced in your life. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. Any good thing you see around that you desire in your life shall be reproduced in your life. Shout the loudest amen. I said every good thing you are seeing around here that you desire in your life shall be reproduced in your life. Look at the number, say I am being inspired so I cannot expire. Help me tell three people around you like that. Say I am being inspired so I cannot expire. I am being inspired so I cannot expire. I am being inspired, so I cannot expire. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Please be seated. Hallelujah! That is how inspiration from higher vessels affects your life. Please, don't toy with spiritual coverage. Don't toy with spiritual fathering. Don't toy with mentorship. It has a lot to do with what you can see and what you can become. What do I do to access these visions through these channels of direction from the Lord, especially revelation from the Word, passion and compassion of the heart, manifestation of potentials, and inspiration. Just inspiration from higher vessels. Number one, delight yourself in the Lord. You want to see what God wants you to do with your life and become what God wants you to become in life. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Another way to say it is, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you what to desire. He will cause you to desire what is correct. Number two, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust God to the point where you are convinced that God will not mismanage your life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lord, I put my life in your hands. I know you can't waste my life. I know you can't waste my destiny. Here am I. Do with me, Lord, what you want to do. Number three, lean not unto your own understanding. I'm just reading our scripture. It's still Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Don't depend on just your own intelligence. Yes, you have realized your potentials. You have seen this and that. Still go before God. Lord, I am not trusting in my own intelligence. I am not trusting in my own wisdom. I want you to guide me into what you want me to do with my life. Guide me into what you want me to see. Ghana, get ready. We shall be with you in like 8 weeks' time. Hallelujah. Lean not unto your own understanding. Number four. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Every step you want to take, that's Proverbs 3:6. Marital step, career step, business step. In all your ways, acknowledge him. The outcome of it is, he shall direct your path. He shall lead you to what he wants you to do with your life. He shall direct your path. He shall lead you to what he wants you to do with your life. He shall direct your path. He shall lead you to what he wants you to do with your life. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Did you receive anything this morning? Was church worth attending this morning? And are you ready for the touch of God in different areas of your life? Then stand upon your feet with a shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and let us appreciate God. Let us honor God. Let's appreciate God. Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him everywhere you are. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him. Let us worship him. Let us worship him. Let us adore him. Let's worship him. Let's glorify him. Let's magnify him. In Jesus' precious name. Just one or two prayer points. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. I am grateful to you
for your word.
Be glorified, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Open
your mouth and thank you for his word. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I am open.
I am open
to direction,
to direction
from you,
revelation,
revelation from the world,
I am open
to discover
the passions,
the passion
of my heart,
and my potential,
my life's potential,
in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
And Father,
help me,
to catch,
the correct inspiration,
from those who have placed
ahead of me,
in order,
to arrive,
at vision,
and purpose,
for my life.
I receive
direction
from you, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
I ask, Lord, that you have your way.
That you have your way
in my life.
In my life.
Father,
Father,
I delight in you.
I delight in you.
I trust in you.
I trust in you
with all my heart.
With all my heart.
I refuse to lean
onto
my own understanding.
My understanding.
Father, I invite you,
Father, I invite you
to be involved
in
all of my steps.
I ask
that you will direct my path.
Direct my
path.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Direct my steps.
Fire the barrel.
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, let your purpose for our nation come to pass in this season, in Jesus' name. I'm going to come to that shortly because I want us to pray some prayers, target specific, concerning our nation. But I want to trust the Lord for the anointing of God to be released here today, and then that anointing will be deployed to handle the situation of our nation. That kind of mantle that beat that lecturer until he released the result. Let that mantle go into operation in this election. Let those who will be participating in one level or the other have Herod. Pilate said, Pilate's wife said, I had been visited in the dream because of that righteous man. Have nothing to do with him. He was advising the husband. So Pilate washed his hand. Let God visit those that need to be visited in their dreams of the night, in case they have the mind to misbehave. Let Jehovah visit them. We'll come to that shortly. But right now, lift your two hands and receive the visitation of God this morning. Say, Father,
Father,
what you have for me today,
I receive
now.
Do something new
in my life today. What you have in store for me today, do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands everywhere. Bless me now, my Savior. I call to you. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift the two hands. Be upstanding if you can. Lift the hands now. And whisper that name, Jesus. That's right. Yes. Pow! Hey. The power of God is everywhere. The power of God. This day, this burden is lifted from your shoulder. This yoke from your neck. This yoke is destroyed. Lift your hands up. I see unclean spirits clearing out right now. I see serpentine demon altars being set on fire. Occultic altars, marine altars, witchcraft altars being set on fire. Oh, yeah. Altars of limitation, altars of backwardness. I see spirit husbands, spirit wives. Spirit children checking out right now. Latter, I see cancers dying. I see lung disease, chronic kidney disease being handled right now. Livers being healed. I see the bloodstream being cleared out right now. Lift your hands. God is releasing power. He's destroying cancer, destroying tumors, and releasing judgment on the adversary. Destroying altars. Yes. What I feel this morning is fresh fire. Fresh fire burning everything that is not of God. Burning the cancers. Burning the altars. Yes. Burning the altars. Burning the spirit wife and spirit demons and serpentine spirit. Lift your hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream fire at the top of your voice and place the hand on your head, and the fire will burn in your body. Everything my Father has not planted there. The fire will burn the altars. The fire will destroy the devils around your life. Let the fire burn. Father, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. You scream fire. Lift your hands. Are you ready? Let the cancers die. Let the afflictions die. Autoimmune disease die. Arrows of disease backfire to sender. Right now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Fire. 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 The release.
This moment, thank you for your visitation. Wave your hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration. We worship you. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph.